the temp is nearing 10 below, that's when you know it's time to go to Iowa. Every 4 years it's the hottest spot to while away each pouring winter day.
Hey. It's from something called Caucus the Musical. Tomorrow's forecast for much of Iowa is highs in the low 30s, no snow, so not as bad as they said in the song. That's a forecast that could have a big impact on democracy and the future of the world. Think about that. If it snows, we'll have an impact on the future of the world. That's because the Iowa caucuses have become so important, or let's just say the political class has decided they've become extremely important, and therefore they've become important. And here's another kind of forecast. The Des Moines Register poll has Mike Huckabee as the leading Republican. He's at 32%. He's followed closely by Mitt Romney at 26%. On the Democratic side, Obama leads with 32% compared to Hillary Clinton's 25%. Walter Shapiro has been to many a caucus in his time. Walter is the Washington bureau chief for Salon.com. And those poll numbers I read, you put much stock in them, Walter?
Unfortunately, with no disrespect to the Des Moines Register, I don't put much stock in them because there are two problems. Number one, it is very hard to figure out who will attend a caucus. The Des Moines Register poll assumes that there'll be a vast turnout, many of the first-time caucus goers and many independents. And the second problem is, and a lot of established political pollsters have told me this months in advance, is it is almost impossible to get a random sample of people at home between Christmas and New Year's, which is exactly when the Des Moines Register poll was taken.
Now,
I'm operating on the Democratic side. It's a three-way race that nobody can figure out between John Edwards, Obama, and Hillary Clinton. And on the Republican side, it's a two-way race between Huckabee and Romney with another race for third place and bragging rights.
Now, a lot of times, the really plugged-in political reporters, such as yourself, will get whiffs from the campaign's own internal polling, and they'll get a sense of what's happening. Any of that going on this year? Are some of the campaigns really confident, more so than even the public polls would indicate?
That's a very good question. But right now, I think there are only three campaigns who are polling in Iowa. For example, the Edwards campaign stopped polling on December 19th.
Mm-hmm.
It is Obama and Clinton on the Democratic side, and only Mitt Romney, the man who is spending almost like Mike Bloomberg level money here in Iowa on the Republican side, is polling. And you really get the sense from talking to people in the campaigns that are polling, particularly on the Democratic side, that they're nervous. They don't know. There are assumptions. I would say the weather forecast, when I heard the weather forecast, I almost said that's Hillary Clinton weather. The Clinton people have...
Wait, are you saying chilly, but not that chilly? I don't want to misconstrue you.
No. I mean, by Hillary Clinton weather, I mean the Clinton campaign. For them, the two scariest words have always been ice storm. They have a disproportionate support among older women, the sort of women for whom the cold doesn't scare out on caucus night, but anything that's slippery, anything that's icy, would be, or a snowstorm would be, keep a lot of their vote at home.
To that end, we've seen hundreds of, I think we've seen hundreds of green shovels that they disseminated, that they distributed in Iowa, right?
Oh, exactly. Yes.
It's amazing. And now, you know, every year we talk about Iowa being important, and so maybe the casual listener will say, well, okay, it's important every year. I just saw some amazing numbers. 4 years ago, John Kerry had 120 paid staff in Iowa. Hillary Clinton has 400. 4 years ago, John Kerry spent $2.7 million. Barack Obama has spent $8 million. Hillary Clinton has spent another $6 million on just the commercials. How do you see it on the ground? What do you see the effect of this money in this organization? How is Iowa different this year than it has been in past years?
It's a terrific question, and it's one of the great unknowns. I mean, to some extent, I wonder if it is just too much money chasing too few voters, and that while you can have effects at the margin, buying double the amount of TV time probably doesn't affect too much of the outcome here. And whether Edwards, who's spending less, has put together a terrific traditional organization, and if Clinton or Obama win tomorrow, There'll be the gushy pieces on Friday about how there was a clever wrinkle to their ground game, mm-hmm. that they understood that left-handed dentists were the key to winning the Iowa caucuses, and they identified every left-handed dentist in the state of Iowa. But until that happens, I don't believe it.
Yes, left-handed dentists are good for the right wisdom teeth, but not the other ones. And by the way, when you said the money per voter, I think it works out in TV commercials. They're spending about $150 per likely caucus voter, which is amazing. Let me switch to the Republican side for a second. Yesterday, or a couple days ago, Mike Huckabee had a pretty odd press conference where he said
a press conference that will live as long as men are free. My basic regret in life is I was coming back from an Obama appearance in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, and I said I'd just been out with Mike Huckabee, so
right.
I missed it.
So you couldn't have known.
What Mike Huckabee did is say, my staff has, my campaign wants me to put on an awful negative ad against Mitt Romney, but I am, of course, above that sort of thing, because how we live and how we conduct our campaign is how we measure. We're measured in the eyes of the Lord. And by the way, do you want to see that commercial they wanted us to put on?
And they showed the negative ad
for the entire press corps.
Now, Joe Klein, who's a smart political guy, wrote in Time magazine.
A friend of mine, yes.
Friend of yours. He took this so seriously. He, in an article called Huckabust, or a blog entry, said about this press conference, he thought it was so damaging to Huckabee that he would be seen as so cynical. He wrote, "The sound you hear rumbling out of Des Moines appears to be a monumental implosion." Do you think it was such a bad misstep for Huckabee?
Again, I think Huckabee has been making a series of missteps. He started making missteps when he expressed ignorance 30 hours after the National Intelligence Estimate said, no, Iran has no nuclear threat. Mike Huckabee hadn't heard of it. So, I mean, the question is, which of the Mike Huckabee missteps? He is unbelievably thin-skinned. Half of his campaign speeches are just answering his critics. The question is, do any of these, the collectivity of these missteps, catch up with him here, is Mitt Romney so dead in the water here that Huckabee wins despite the missteps, and then it's sort of a clean slate going on to New Hampshire, a state which I might mention is the most secular and the least religious of any of the early primary caucus days.
Quite a different dynamic. And Walter Shapiro, Washington bureau chief for Salon.com, has been covering it all. He blogs about his experiences on the campaign trail. It's called 08 Roadies. Thanks a lot, Walter. Great as always.
Listen, it's been fun. Thanks a lot.